யாரும் அறியுணாத நீ அப்பா அப்பா அப்பா
Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC Los Altos Hills. Afternoon, my name is Brian Chandler, and thanks again for listening to KFJC, your wave of the West down here at 89.7. Got a four-hour show ahead of us. I'm sitting here in the toadstool, just ready to rock on, and everything seems just beautiful here. Your donations have once again taken us over the top of the Starship KFJC. We now have new carpet in the pit. So if you happen to come to be one of those musicians or volunteers that come to see the station, you'll be highly impressed. Highly impressed. So thanks again for all your donations. That's why we're all here together. I'm going to start right off with this piece of music by Aaron With, W-I-T-H. A bridge compendium of many folds. KFJC. They were governed by different physics. KFJC afternoon to you. This is John Hassel from his Tomato Records release called Earthquake Island. Earthquake Island, when they produced these, the Tomato Records was an amazing offshoot off of Mercury Records. And in fact, my friend told me that his sister, her sister, well, she's changed. Her sister actually was a person that was running Tomato Records, and I was pretty astonished to hear that, because I had been speaking with her back in the 70s. And then you realize, like 40 years later, you're talking to the same person. And before that, we heard from Experimental Dental School with Hideous Dance Attack, an album that's on Revolver Records. She's My Ike. She's My Ike. That's the name of the track. Let's see. Also, we heard from Aaron With, W-I-T-H, a brand new record. Got it zoomed over to me. A Bridge Compendium of Many Folds with Forward Sight Unseen. Sight Unseen. Be back with more music in just a bit.
September 23rd, 1932. A pair of adventurous scientists made history by descending over 2,200 feet below the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Bermuda in an experimental craft called the Bathysphere. It was KFJC broadcasting the sights and sounds of this historic plunge as 4,800 tons of underwater pressure surrounded the heroic divers. When the craft touched the ocean floor, the divers heard it.
This evidently proves my theory, Professor Haggard. Down on the farm with Sally Gooden. Monday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Online. Undersea. On the air.
Yes, it's dark as hell down here. I dig the music. Next time you bring a flashlight and maybe even some petrol.
Yeah, thanks. That's an amazing show. In fact, I come from the path of back from another radio station with a thing called Folk Alley, and they have no comparison with what we have going on here with Sally Gooden. So I recommend that if you haven't already. If you thought K-Pig was good, yeah, Sally's awesome. Anyway, back here to the radio station, KFJC. Come to our website, kfjc.org, and we'll be happy to inform you of some of the new releases that we're playing down here at KFJC. Speaking of new pieces, this is Are You Here to Stay from the album called Inferno from My Occult Diary. The artist is E-T-R-E, Utre, I guess, and this is KFJC.
Thank you. Thank you.
KFJC. All right, this is a band called Etre, E-T-R-E, Inferno from my occult diary. This is an Italian experimentalist, Salvatore Borelli. His intent is to make an impression of a certain time and place in his life, probably why some person's names are in the titles. His style is known as Free Folk Glitch, combining old and new field recordings, electronics, somewhat dark and dreamlike. Thank you, Sal 9000, wherever you may be. This is KFJC, and there's a cool show going on all the way till July 28th. It's called Retro Blakesburg. Blakesburg. The Music That Never Stopped is the name of the title. It's a showcase exhibition gathering 30 years of San Francisco live music photography and rock music ephemera by none other than Jay Blakesburg from 1978 to 2008. He has press passes, ticket stubs, posters, and paraphernalia. They're displayed among the absolutely huge amount of photographic images he's produced. Some of the subjects include Joni Mitchell, The Grateful Dead, The Great Red Hot Chili Peppers, Neil Young, Soundgarden, Tracy Chapman, U2, B.B. King, The Rolling Stones, and many more. This exhibit presentation is on view at the Contemporary Jewish Museum in San Francisco through July 28th. For more information, go to thecjm.org for additional detail. Should be a fun show to go watch. Let's go right into more music here. This is something by... I just pulled it out of the racks. By the way, did I tell you already? I already did that. We have some new carpet here. It has a new carpet smell. New carpet. Franco Battiato. Battiato from 2007 on KFJC.
Sempre più uguale ai pesci, i miei Thank you.
You're listening to KFJC. Ben Sidran, in 1974, put out an album called Don't Let It Go. Actually, it's called Don't Let Go. What we listened to was The Funky Elephant. For that, we listened to Franco Battiato from the album called Pollution, and the track was called Beta. Lots of music will be continuing here at KFJC once I can take my tongue out of my mouth.
Since independently produced radio news has been all but extinguished by prepackaged corporate product, it becomes even more vital that KFJC listeners receive quality public affairs programming. And they get it with Robert Emmett's Thoughtline.
How do we do it? Well, it starts with the lobster shift at 4 a.m. Due to a shortage of manpower, Foothill College custodians are tasked with scanning the stories that have poured off the teletypes during the night and choosing the news stories you hear later over the KFJC airwaves. The result is informative, incomprehensible, profound, infuriating, random, and ridiculous, just like KFJC.
Fracking for dollars?
It takes Robert Emmett to sort out the deliberate and incidental nonsense, managing every week to somehow expand your worldview. Thoughtline, Mondays, 6 to 7 p.m. on KFJC.
That's right, and you are listening to KFJC.
Brush, foundation, contact solution. mask, eye mask, earplugs, travel shampoo, conditioner. Medications, button down laptop, hand cream, body lotion, Bella Freud, YSL, Eckhouse, Latte, eyelash curler, vibrator, teaser.
And right now, by the miracle of recording, we're going to go to a recent Sunday morning service in the which two precious little girls were singing. Their names, Robin and Crystal Bernard. Reverend and Mrs. Jerry Bernard are the parents. Jerry is accompanying Robin and Crystal as they sing, but this is a happy song, a song that they sang in the Sunday morning service that was televised nationwide. We had so many requests for them to do it again that that's exactly what they did. The Monkey Song, it's their answer to the ridiculous theory of evolution. So right now, by the miracle of recording, Robin and Crystal Bernard singing a song that probably you haven't heard before, but I'm sure after you hear it this time, you'll want to be hearing it again. I don't know of any better way than just to call it what it is. It's the Monkey Song, and it's about the monkey theory, the ridiculous theory of evolution that refutes the Bible account of creation. Robin and Crystal Bernard.
Kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. It seems so unbelievable, and yet they're saying it's true. They're teaching us about it in school now, that humans were monkeys once too. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Although it's so ridiculous, they're teaching us now that it's true. The teachers that came from a monkey would be better off in a zoo. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Seems so much more believable, and surely, surely it's true that God made man in his image. No monkey story will do. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. This monkey business has to go, because it just isn't true. It's such a disgrace to the monkey, a disgrace to the human race too. Whoa, I'm no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Mine didn't swing from a tree. Mine didn't swing from a tree.
Let that be a lesson to you on KFJC. What we listened to was Jerry Falwell from 1972. What a grand and glorious year. Not saying much for the monkeys there. The Monkey Song by Robin and Crystal Bernard. The Longboards in there with a 10-inch EP, 45. The album's called Naked Jungle. We heard the title track to that, in fact, with James Last coming in right before on Hammond A Go-Go with Sole, Sole, Sole. Kim Gordon, The Collective, is the name of this particular CD with the track Bye Bye. Minus Light. Minus Light was the name of the artist and the album with the track called The Speed. Stella, Stellar Axis. Stella, Stella. All right, here's a little PSA for everyone here. Stellar Axis is an exhibition celebrating a unique art installation created in the far reaches of Antarctica. In 2006, artist Lita Albuquerque led an expedition of researchers and artists to the South Pole. She built upon an earthly constellation of fabricated spheres representing 99 of the stars in the Antarctic sky. This exhibit includes the expedition photos of documentary video and one of the surviving 99 spheres at the Cantor Arts Center, the wonderful Cantor Arts Center in Stanford University, through August 18th. For more information, please go to museum.stanford.edu. Here's Wayne Grimm on KFJC.
Take so many
Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC, Los Altos Hills.